And at 11 years old, you can imagine what kind of boat they allowed me to drive.
That I used to fish a lot, but I haven't done that in a long time.
Is that right?
I really don't know much about boats or forgotten everything I did know. Now a different kind of question. Say if I ask you, when you were going someplace, or say I'd ask you, well, when are you going to the beauty parlor? How would you have answered me yesterday? I said,
I will try to get an appointment, and I'll go at that time, of which I actually did. I didn't know when.
And let's see. Yeah, a little child, maybe. So he's trying to imagine this situation. You have a little child sitting there, and just a group of other people, and they start cutting the cake and giving it out. And he, after a while, he wonders if he's going to get any. What might he ask? He said, "You're giving cake to everyone else. How would he help?"
You might say, "I want some."
Something like that.
If they don't jump first, I'm glad you said they already started giving it out. I want mine first.
If a child is just learning to say dress himself, the mother might bring his clothes and says, and she'd say, "What now?"
Here are your clothes.
Yeah, right. And that's the kind of questions the next couple of these will be. Let's see. Okay, now another kind of hypothetical situation. Say you're having an argument with somebody, and you want to ask him if he didn't think you were right about this. You might say, "Well, I'm right."
I would say, "Do you agree?"
Okay. And say you were you were going, you know, into town, and you pick someone up and gave him a ride. And he gets out and says, "Well, thank you very much for the ride." You might say, "Don't mention it.
You're very welcome, though. We didn't mind it at all."
Let's see. Say you were talking about the old days when everything was better than maybe now. Or maybe it wasn't better. You might lean back and say, "Yeah." You know how people would say that?
Yeah. Well, when I was growing up, things weren't quite the same way. I can't think of the things individually that were better, but I'm sure there are many. I know there are many, because children's behavior, for one, is a difference between the older days. And when I say older days, I'm not talking about if I'm 80, you know, and saying it, but I know in my day, within those 38 years of my life, things have changed now, you know, from that time.
You think maybe your parents were stricter with you? Or?
No, I don't think so. I don't feel that they were as permissive, but they weren't strict either. I have a tendency to, I guess, do my children the same way. And yet and still, I try not to be as permissive as I feel that parents are today. And this idea of living together first, I still uphold the idea that you are getting ready to get married before you do that. And I guess it was, as some of them would consider it, to be kind of fuddy-duddy. But as I've always felt, a lot of this stems from my religious morals. And principles, and I just don't feel that those things change.
Yeah, I guess we have, if there's such a thing, you know.